This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger.
It's really urgent to get good jobs and clean energy and to do it now.
That is Samantha Smith, the director of the Just Transition Center. The center was established in 2016 by the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the organization which represents national union centers such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress and the AFL-CIO in the United States. It established the Just Transition Center to bring together workers and their unions, businesses and governments, communities and civil society organizations to ensure that labor is represented as the world attempts to transition to a low-carbon world. I talked to Ms. Smith just before a major UN climate change conference was about to start. COP26 will be held in Glasgow, October 31st to November 12th, 2021. I asked Ms. Smith to describe labor's goals for the conference.
Our goals for the climate negotiations are, first and foremost, that we want much more urgent climate action from governments, along with financing to back it up. And in particular, we want all countries to commit to just transition, which means that we want them not only to say how much they're going to reduce climate emissions, but also to do that with plans for workers and for decent jobs.
What is a just transition?
A just transition is an idea that comes from our movement, the labor movement. So it comes out of North American unions and some of their partners a couple of decades ago. And it's basically the idea that when you're trying to address a big problem like climate change, that you can do it in two ways. You can do it in a top-down, unjust way that makes people lose their jobs, or you can do it in a process with workers and our unions, with employers, sometimes with governments, where you basically negotiate what's going to happen to people's jobs at a workplace level, at a company level, at a national level, and even at a sector level. And instead of looking at this just as an exercise to cut emissions, you look at it as an exercise to make sure that everybody has social protection in this time of big transition, that the content of jobs may change, but jobs aren't going to get worse, and they might even get better, and that new jobs that are going to be created aren't going to be a bunch of sort of union-busting new entrants, but actually that the new jobs are going to be good jobs.
What can unions and their members do to support a just transition?
We are already doing it. So I have to say that over the last 5 years, which is about how long ITUC has had a Just Transition Center. I personally have gotten to see so many of the national federations and unions at all different levels getting active on this issue. And what unions are doing is, one, they're pushing governments to deliver what I mentioned at the climate negotiations, so to deliver a process with unions at the table that's going to produce decent jobs and social protection while it brings down emissions. So that's a sort of big national policy level. At the sector level, for example, we're seeing the industrial unions in Europe having a massive campaign across Europe for a just transition for workers. They're campaigning through collective bargaining and also through national and European level policy work to get good jobs for workers. In South Africa, the unions collectively bargained for a national commission on just transition and climate change, and they're now negotiating at the national level a framework agreement on just transition. I can go on and on, but there's really a lot happening, and in a lot of countries, including countries like Brazil, where our comrades at COOT Brazil have successfully negotiated with their affiliates a just transition process at the state level involving employers and government and the energy sector.
You are one of the labor movement's leaders on the issue of climate change. Are you optimistic or pessimistic about the results of COP26, the UN Climate Change Conference?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't say I'm a leader. I would say I'm a busy and enthusiastic supporter of worker leaders and our elected leaders. But in terms of, you know, am I optimistic or pessimistic? I would say I am pessimistic because we already know from analysis of what governments have put forward, what they're likely to put forward, that it's nowhere near enough to get where we need to be on addressing climate change. On the other hand, there have been a couple of developments that are pretty good. So, for example, there's a big push on just transition from some governments. We even see some employers kind of grudgingly understanding that this is a process they need to engage in with organized labor. And we see even countries like the United States with the big, you know, legislation that's pending in Congress right now and the budgets, that there's a new approach from some governments where they're really listening to labor and they're really thinking about and trying to get action on climate that's going to create good jobs for people. So this COP, you know, might be kind of a mess. But the bigger picture is that we're making progress on some of our issues and we're just going to need to keep fighting.
So the struggle continues.
I think on all issues, including this one. But the thing that is concerning, of course, is that as we try to recover from COVID-19, and we're not done with the pandemic, what we're seeing is that, on the one hand, lots of our members are getting back to work in the energy sector, and we always should be happy about that. On the other hand, companies and governments haven't invested near enough in getting us to clean and affordable and secure energy systems. And so we're seeing both an energy crisis and also emissions going up. It's really urgent to get good jobs and clean energy and to do it now.